This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Thursday, gang. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. Blimey, do they ever end? No, seemingly not. With me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive Time for the rest of the week, although that is just one more day, if you don't count today. Apart from Sunday and Saturday. So just anyway, you understand where I'm going. We begin the show, the podcast, with Man City, of course, extending their lead at the top of the Premier League to 3 points after smashing Wolves at Molineux. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Wolves 1, Manchester City 5, the perfect response from Pep Guardiola's men to Liverpool's win at Villa last night. This was emphatic. Against Wolves, 4 goals for Kevin De Bruyne, including a 24-minute hat-trick in the first half. That's the third fastest in Premier League history.
So I'm grumpy with him because he could have scored a fifth and he didn't do it. But no, it was brilliant, absolutely. So the quality always, they had the vision, the everything, and today was unstoppable, you know, scoring goals. Now I've got a cousin called Kevin, sure to
go to heaven. That's why I've been here for so long, and I signed a new contract last year with them because I enjoy my time and I enjoy the style of play. You know, obviously everybody tries to win titles and games. Also the way of playing I enjoy, and you know, got another 3 years, so that's going to make it 10. 10 is a long time at the club, so I'm just happy with the way the team is playing, and I feel comfortable.
Kevin De Bruyne should be in the conversation for Player of the Year in the PFA. I don't think he's in
He's not in it?
No, I don't think he's in the top three.
Well, who is? Salah?
Salah's in it.
Okay, who else?
Mane's in it.
Right.
Is Kevin De Bruyne in it? Is he in the top three? I don't think we've seen the very best recently. I don't think he's been as influential. The Kevin De Bruyne that we've seen in the last 6 months is not the very best Kevin De Bruyne we see in the Premier League. That's all I'm saying.
And who else would score it but Erling Haaland?
Big congratulations to the club, because it's a sign for the club for the next years. He's a young talent player. Very pleased for he decided to come to join us. Hopefully he can settle. We're going to help him absolutely to settle as quick as possible, and in terms in Manchester, house and everything. And I'm pretty sure he's going to adapt quick the way we want to play.
On now to the other games in the Premier League, where Super Frank Lampard's Everton drew with Watford.
Everybody else seems to have won here, but not Everton. Not even with the prize of moving to within 2 points of guaranteed safety could they conjure a performance good enough to beat a beleaguered Watford.
Probably maybe deserve 3 points, but if you're really critical of us in the final third, we had a lot of chances, but not clear cut, not clinical stuff. Lack of zip in our final third play that's normally there. So I think we'd probably take our point and be happy and move on. Maybe games at times we might have lost by not scoring earlier in the season, conceding goals. We were very secure at the back today. But yeah, we lacked a little bit of zip definitely at the final third. So it's a so-so night, but sometimes you get those in football.
Very disappointing performance, especially at the top end of the pitch. Sometimes the key for Everton is you make sure you pick something up and don't lose. They picked a point up, I'm sure, if you left it in Everton's hands, they would want to play the games at home to see themselves safe. And now they've got the opportunity.
Leeds in big, big trouble. Brighton here at the weekend, they were without Ayling and James suspended, and Harrison possibly injured as well. Finishes here, Leeds 0, Chelsea 3.
Mathematically, if we can get some points here, if we can win one game, if we win on Sunday, a lot of momentum changes. So that's our focus right now. That's got to be our focus, is just positively looking forward, learning from some of these moments and finding a way to do whatever it takes come Sunday.
What's gone wrong for Jesse Marsh?
Well, what's gone right is the question. He's bringing Joe Gallagher on in the 70th minute. Mm. When we're 3-0 down, nothing to lose, why don't we go for it? 2 red cards in 4 days. Is he training football or is he training NFL?
He looked out of his depth tonight. They didn't change anything. Didn't change. 5 second half, you're thinking you've got to do something. The shape changed only at 2-0. And they couldn't get out. The Dan James sending off absolutely killed everything they set up to do. Because it was so early in the game, you're looking for your manager to do something different. Chelsea are in cruise control. Chelsea ain't in great form. Away form recently, in fact, this season has been really good. But collectively, we've not been brilliant. I was expecting more from Leeds.
Second half calls for Pulisic and Lukaku wrapped it up. It was a stroll for Chelsea.
I'm very happy with the performance from the very start, with the level of focus and intensity that we kept it, even when we were one man ahead. We did not allow any chance, and we were very focused and determined today and had a very, very good performance and a deserved win. This is what we want and with what we're struggling lately.
It's finished. Leicester City 3, Norwich 0. It's ended up as we might have expected. A routine win for the Foxes, but an important one. It ends their run of 7 straight games without a win in all competitions and propels them back into the top 10.
Talk to me about the combination between Barnes and Vardy, because particularly in that second half, they were pretty electric.
Yeah, Barnes do find his space well, and obviously Jimmy's runs are outstanding. His timing, everything was so good. So Barnes made a great pass for him, in particular for the second goal, where he's worked the space and given him a nice pass he could play first time. So they were very good.
Declan Rice has apparently been offered a huge new 8-year contract by West Ham, TalkSport understands. Ricey has turned down a number of offers in recent weeks from the club. Here's Jim White to tell us more.
And what I can tell you this morning is my understanding that West Ham are 99% certain that they will not sell Declan Rice this summer. 99%. Declan Rice has been offered an 8-year deal at West Ham United worth £200,000 a week on a rising scale to match inflation. An 8-year deal worth £200,000 a week. And at this stage, he's showing no inclination to sign it. There is a belief that the 8-year deal could become a 10-year deal if Declan and his people wanted such a deal worth £200,000 a week. So would they sell? Would they sell? There is a belief within the Declan Rice camp that he could get between £300,000 and £400,000 a week elsewhere. Whether that's true or not remains to be seen. What would be the magic figure? The magic figure might well be £150 million. But there is a feeling at West Ham United that there is next to no likelihood of that figure being offered for Declan Rice this summer. And that's why they feel they're 99% certain that they'll keep Declan Rice going into next season.
Time now to hear from Simon Mooney McMonalot Jordan, moaning, claiming that Ricey has no need to sign an 8-year deal. Moaning. Moan, 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 moan. Cue moan.
What a load of rubbish. Who's going to sign a player in the pomp of his career with a marketplace that's supposedly bounding towards signing him? Who's going to sign an 8-year deal with West Ham? We've got Erling Haaland getting paid £375,000 a week. We've got Kevin De Bruyne getting paid £375,000 a week. We've got Jadon Sancho, who's not worth a fraction of this, getting paid £200,000-£300,000 a week. So why would Declan Rice, who's one of the hottest properties in the world, want to sign a contract for £200,000 a week for 8 years based upon inflation?
On now to a huge North London derby this evening in the Premier League. Let's hear from both managers, shall we? Yes, we shall. We have no option. The words are written down here. We'll get the take of Antonio Conte shortly, but first, it's the Gunners gaffer, Mikel Arteta.
The most exciting one,
probably. But we had others when we played the finals against Chelsea and Liverpool in the FA Cup. And Community Shield, it was the same. It's when you have the opportunity to achieve one of your objectives in the season, you just can't wait to play the game because this is a job and the work that you've done throughout the season to try to earn it.
We are playing this game for an important target and a place in Champions League. I think that this has to be the first thing to win this game. And for sure, we know very well, I know very well the importance of for our fans about this derby, no? North London derby, and this is the first time that Tottenham is playing this game in their own stadium and with the people.
On now to Ali McCoist with Laura Woods on The Breakfast Show, discussing Tottenham's Harry Kane and why a big money move may never happen for the England captain, but of course it may.
Misses out on a move to Manchester City, which quite clearly he wanted. Is there another move in his career to another Premier League team?
Potentially, I was reading Cass there because Cass thinks he could, you know, be perfect fit for Liverpool. I think there's maybe, I don't know, would Manchester United take him? Or is it an age where they're looking to rebuild? I mean, 29, clearly he's not old. That's what Harry is. Has he maybe missed that chance to go to United?
But well, this is the United side that did sign Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's true.
And I understand the levels, but still, Harry Kane is world class.
Of course, absolutely. And I'm the same with you, Woodsy. I've got a great degree of sympathy for him. I mean, in that Liverpool team, he would be ridiculous as well. I have to tell you, if he had Salah, Mane, Diaz, dear me, Jota, but the question is, you know, do they really need them?
On now to the Scottish Premiership, where Ange Postecoglou's Celtic secured the title after drawing with Dundee United.
Dundee United 1, Celtic 1. Georgios Giakoumakis' 15th goal for Celtic means that green and white ribbons will be on the SPFL trophy when it's presented on Saturday. Celtic are champions.
Yeah, it's pretty overwhelming at the moment. It's been such a epic season for us. We started off a fair way back, and to finish out on top is pretty special.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to a bit of cricket, and would you add him a knee? Former New Zealand captain Brendan McCullum, or BMAC, is set to become the next England coach. Here's former selector Angus Fraser, or Angus Fraser, reacting to the news on TalkSport.
It's an interesting proposition, as you say. I mean, it'd certainly be exciting. If I was sat here now, I'd have thought maybe is he more attuned to the white ball coaching position, just because that's where he spent most of his coaching time since stopping playing with the Kolkata Knight Riders, as you said, and has had success there both in India and in the West Indies. So, I mean, he's a very formidable character, a very confident person, and he's had obviously a very good Test career too. So, I mean, whilst he's regarded by many as more of a white ball cricketer, he was an incredibly successful red ball cricketer too, and rightly was credited with overhauling New Zealand cricket. Really, they were in a pretty low point when he was captain. He grabbed hold of that, completely changed the culture, and obviously set them on the way, which they're now obviously one of the more highly respected, not just one day sides, but Test sides in the world.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back at 4 p.m. on Drive today alongside the fun boy, Jason Cundy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.